Hello, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time once again to check last week's choice box beef trade and the finished cattle trade with Ed Serwin of the USDA Market News in Amarillo, Texas. Ed?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week at 196.33, which was about $3.30 higher than the previous Friday. The weekly total for the daily spot volume was only 790 loads, which was low even for a holiday week, but still represented approximately 13% of the total sales. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, including the spot trade, was at 194.22, which was $1.24 higher than the previous week. The total reported box beef volume was very low at 5,993 loads, which was almost 1,500 loads below the previous week. This was a slow week even for a holiday week, since it was 500 loads below last year's Thanksgiving week. The formula trade was fully steady at 3,065 loads for the week, which was well over half of the total sales. The outfront sales were only 809 loads, which were over 1,000 loads smaller than last week, and it represents buyers backing off of bookings as prices rose significantly in the spot trade this past week. Export sales were 581 loads, which was about 500 loads below last week, and again was a marked decline as prices jumped and the value of the dollar increased the last few weeks also. The primal cut trade was generally steady to much higher on ribs. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were mixed. The chucks were $1 to $5 higher, and the rounds were steady to $1 lower. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were steady to as much as $5 higher on ribs, once again, as buyers pursue those steak-type items for the holidays. The demand for choice ribs and tenderloins for holiday parties always causes a wide choice select spread this time of the year, and it currently was over $22 on Friday. The cow cutout was $1.50 higher for this holiday shortened week, as many livestock markets were closed and production schedules were reduced. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, was mostly $2 higher. The panhandle traded cattle at 128, and the other areas traded at 127 to 128, with a few as high as 128.50. The dress prices were $3 to $4 higher at $2 to $2.01. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle continued with the normal seasonal decline and was 1,268 pounds last week, which was 2 pounds lower than the previous week, but that compares to 1,255 last year. The average live weight has normally peaked in October or very early in November each year, and we have stayed well below the all-time high of 1,291 pounds that was set in early October of 2009. The latest national livestock slaughter numbers for the month of October were released on Friday by the USDA, and total commercial red meat production was up 7% compared to last year, while beef production was up 6%, and actual cattle slaughter was up 3%. The average live weight for cattle harvested for the entire nation was 29 pounds higher than the previous year and averaged 1,318 pounds. The latest average national steer carcass weight jumped back up 3 pounds to 876 pounds after declining for 2 weeks in a row. It made its seasonal peak in mid-October at 880 pounds, which was the new all-time record. The carcass weights started their seasonal drop but are still running well over last year's 852 pounds and are still currently over the previous all-time record of 870 pounds, and all of this adds considerable tonnage to the weekly output. The front CME month was $2.75 higher compared to the previous Friday. Now, looking at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, on a very spark and limited numbers due to the holiday week, the feeder cattle trade was mostly steady on yearlings with a light test during this holiday week. Stocker cattle and calves were very, very mixed on a light test also, with auctions posting trends from $5 lower to $6 higher. So you see quite a bit of disparity in the prices. It was a typical holiday week with only a few early week auctions posting light receipts, and most of the late week auctions were closed. The 5 to 600 pound steers traded at 149 to 170. The yearling trade on the 7 to 750 pound steers was steady to weak at 140 to 150, but with many more cattle trading in the 140 to 147 range. The true grass type yearlings are getting much harder to find, and very few are pushing the 150 mark compared to last week when a few sold up as high as 152. The 8 to 850 pound steers were 137 to 146, which would be mostly steady. Now looking at the Texas direct trade, reported 17,000 head in sales that were steady to weak on a very light holiday week test that was mostly contracts. There were only 400 head of 750 to 800 pound steers trading at 143 to 144 current FOB, and less than 100 head of 800 to 850 pound steers at 143.50 current FOB. The nearby CME month ended the week $2.25 higher, but gained most of that late in the week. Thank you. This has been Ed Sarwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.